You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Husband Swap. A show that Tony has come up with.
What? Pitching it to Gary.
Yeah. Gary Bear's going to get an earful on Husband Swap. We're going to make it happen soon, though.
What does this mean? What kind of terrible ideas are you feeding Gary's way?
What is that supposed to mean, terrible ideas? Like, why is this a terrible idea?
Well, because you and Tony, when you and Tony get together, it can be problematic. What gets spawned there, the sparks that get spawned.
Whoa, let's change that word. Jeez, yeah, it's problematic. I mean, yeah.
What are you pitching? What is Husband Swap?
Well, okay, so I don't want to put anyone's business out there, but Tony's going on a vacation soon for an extended period of time, and it's a vacation that he has already gone on, and he's kind of just redoing it now with his wife, who did not go on this vacation before, but he's just redoing the exact same vacation again. So we were talking about this, and we were saying, like, you know what? I feel like once I've done a vacation, like, this is a moving train. Let me move on to, like, the next stop. You know what I mean? And it's not like he's not going anywhere nice. He's going to Hawaii, again, not to put his business out there. But he's going to Hawaii. He's doing this whole thing. And then we somehow got to the idea of, instead of, you know the show Wife Swap? Familiar with the show Wife
Swap,
Dan?
You remember? 20 years ago, it was a reality show.
Yeah, where you swap wives, not in a sexual way, Dan. So you swap wives, and you just, like,
really?
Live
what's
their
the
lives.
They didn't
just like, what's the point, then?
They didn't have sex with each other?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe some of them.
What was like the
just to
the
experience
point
somebody else's life, what somebody else's life was like.
Yeah,
you
correct.
Think your old man is terrible. Wait till you
yeah.
shack with this guy.
The first paragraph of the synopsis on Wikipedia is as misogynist as it gets. During the first week, the new wife must adhere to exactly the same rules and lifestyle of the wife she is replacing.
Wait, yeah. what? Rules? Mm-hmm.
Each wife leaves a house manual which explains her role in the family and the duties she holds. This helps to determine what rules the wives will apply at the rules change ceremony.
What?
There's a celebrity edition, too.
And they're not allowed to have sex either? Good God. What is the? Why would you go on the show?
I mean, if it was in the rule book, I guess you had to, right? Because you have
for fame,
to obviously
yeah,
fame
and money.
Follow the rules.
To be on television. So what is Husband Swap?
Husband Swap is basically just, I don't think that Tony wants to go on this vacation with
That's
his wife. So I was like, I'll go on the vacation, but then we have
I'll
to husband
stay with Tony.
Swap. Yeah. So then he's like, you can go on the vacation for me. And I'm like, but is your wife going? Or is like, am I going on this vacation with my wife?
So it's Husband Swap and you two are going to Husband Swap.
We're just, well, no, we're the husbands that are swapping. Yeah. Our wives would be the husband swappers, I guess. And the, right. basically, I'm going on vacation and we're not sure if I'm going to Hawaii with Tony's wife, or if my wife's coming along, and then Tony's staying behind with my family and raising my child and doing that whole thing.
Excellent. Yeah. Probably not nurturing.
It's a good show. It could potentially could be a good show.
Mm-hmm. And Tony ostensibly would not hold a baby alligator on his shoulder and burp it while holding your child.
I'd take much better care.
What do you mean you'd take better care?
I'd take much better care. Yeah, I would hold an alligator and hold your daughter at the same time.
You know what? Why don't the two of you have kids and then tell me how to raise mine?
Time now for funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Hey, people, tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha ha ha!
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is presented by CBD MD.
Tony, other than your MMA parlay, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
We got robbed, yeah. The UFC had a split decision. Carlos Barza beat Rose Namajunas in one of the most boring fights of all time in a title fight. And we got robbed by a split decision. And Justin Gaethje got KO'd in a rear naked choke by Charles Oliveira, who actually got stripped of the title. Nobody won the title that night. That's a quick UFC 20 seconds.
No one asked.
What was the funniest thing
for the sports weekend? Salute to the guy, he's got to be the richest guy in the Wells Fargo Arena, who fell asleep in the first row of the stands.
It was great.
He does not care. He's got so much money. $20,000 for a seat. Ah, who cares? I'm sleeping.
Chris Cody, funniest thing from the sports weekend.
Is that Daniel Taj picking a wedgie behind you at that picture?
I don't think that is.
That is Mason. Mason is somebody who flew too close to the sun.
Oh, I know Mason. That's Mason? That looks just like Tosh.
Mason called me when I jumped out of a plane.
Is that the guy
that
who
funny.
You surrendered to? No, that was Igor. Igor was the guy you surrendered
to. Mason, that text that I got from Mason was like, yeah, dude. Everything said, like, everyone from Red Bull this weekend just said a lot of dudes, a lot of bras, a lot of hang tens. It was great.
Any Shacklebro?
Yeah, a few shock and bras chucked in there. It was wonderful to be in their care this weekend.
Mason was in the background of a photo where everyone was dragging me and Mike for how we looked correctly, but Mason was in the background stealing the show by picking a wedgie in the background.
Nice.
Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Rich Strike, who won the Kentucky Derby, then going on to try to eat a horse.
I like your impersonation of a horse trying to bite a champion horse trying to bite other horses more than I like your limited Doc Rivers.
Wow, that really hurts.
Jessica, I'm sorry I've hurt you, Doc. Jessica, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
I have to pick the obvious one. Martin Brundle mistaking a NBA prospect, Paolo Banchero, for Patrick Mahomes. The entire pit walk was a disaster. There were so many people on the
beautiful disaster.
Grid. Dan, there were so many celebrities there that media wasn't given access to the grid, which they normally do. There were so many celebrities there. He's walking behind Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union and goes, I think that's Patrick Mahomes.
Had no idea who Maluma was.
He needed
no
some help. Somebody needed to help him. He had access to in Miami Gardens per square foot had more famous people in it than that area of land has ever had. And this guy walked past all of them to talk to 6'10 Patrick Mahomes.
Chris is afraid to say, and yet Dan didn't think he needed to dress up.
It's totally fair. It's totally fair criticism. Why would you be afraid to say that? I deserve to get dragged because I had no idea that there would be that many famous. I thought I was going to a swamp a mile from my house near the sports hotel. That's
with LeBron?
I didn't know that LeBron was going to be there.
I don't think LeBron was there. I didn't see him.
He was there on Saturday. He was there on Saturday.
Yeah, he was there.
I saw Michelle Obama like in person. I got like shoved out of the way by Secret Service.
I was with the only Endade crew, man. I was getting dirty. I'm not hanging with Matt Damon and Bryan Cranston. I was with dirty with only Endade. But I look like a slob. Yeah. Totally, totally agreed.
But you would have dressed nicer if you knew LeBron was going to be there?
No, I just didn't know I was headed into a situation where anybody would want photographs of me.
You should have gone up and down the paddock just with like Lewis and Danny, like holding cameras pointing at you, because that's how people would then recognize you.
Oh, so Levitard.
The entire time we were there, we were trying to figure out two things. One, how could I look important enough that you know people would be like, oh, I wonder who that is, because that was the goal of the weekend, was to get everyone in the paddock to look at a person and go, huh, I wonder if that's like the CEO of Rolex or something like that. And then the second thing we were trying to figure out is, what is the level of celebrity to where you could walk down that paddock and nobody would care? And I determined that it was Tony Parker.
Wow, Tony Parker was there.
Didn't no one cared? No one batted an eye that Tony Parker walked
by. I'd care if I were there.
I'd care too. Yeah. He's a hell of a point guard.
Whittingham, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Tony surrendering himself to Igor.
God, it was so good.
That's so funny.
Juju, thank you at Lebatard Show for just showing everybody the sensual surrender of one Tony Kaladiud as he just nestled into the bosom of a 160-pound man named Igor, who was a spider monkey clinging to his back and moving his way down. He threw his head back, and what it looked like, if I give you no context, is just utter ecstasy of "Please take me, Igor."
I don't know about you. I heard the song from Ghostplay. No, my loving, my darling.
I got this. I got this. Confidence.
It would have been better only if Tony had been like doing sensual pottery with Igor behind him, and they're just molding clay together before they jump off a plane.
And Stugatz is in the background furiously jealous.
Staring in the background. Stugatz, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Wilson Contreras, the Cubs catcher, cup-checked Max Muncy during a wild pitch. Did you see this?
No.
He's going after the wild pitch, Contreras is, and for some reason he decided that would be a good time to put his hand right where he didn't need to put his hand, which was all over Max Muncy.
Where?
Midsection. Penis.
Thank you.
What took you so long to get there? What were you so scared of?
I felt the withering stare of Whittingham for not saying penis. I decided to say it because if he could say it, anyone could say it. He knows the rules.
Jessica and my appearance on Sky Sports' F1 coverage saved me from 20 straight tweets of someone from the Cincinnati Reds getting hit in the penis. There were three penis-related incidents this weekend that I got tweeted to me. One was a cricketer who got hit in the down belows, and then there were two baseball-related ones.
Down belows.
My weekend gets ruined by people getting hit in the penis.
Why didn't you say penis like when you were introducing everyone in the F1 thing? Like, welcome to America. You said the nation's capital.
Would have been absent context.
No.
Say, hey, you know, where else would you find a marina, a pool, a beach, and a penis?
It would be a weird non sequitur.
No,
not how you do it. So you said that whenever there's a game in Washington, you have to call it the nation's capital. So when everybody comes and they're watching the thing, you got to say, welcome to America's penis.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
F1.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if they show, like, the Washington Monument.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That is America's penis.
Yeah. Really is.
You're absolutely right.
On purpose.
Who was the MMA guy who, after winning, just went to a microphone and said, I overcame a lot here. I was spent 30 straight days not sleeping overnight because I'm working on my NFTs. And also, I was overcome with two bouts of herpes.
Oh.
Just volunteered it in the emotion after just speaking in a microphone. Just speaking.
Goodness me.
Just volunteered, like it was very hard to win, but I can fight under all circumstances. Tony, do you know what I'm talking about? Because I don't know who the mixed martial artist was that was circulating about, but it was and I'm assuming it was from this weekend, although I may have been fooled that it was not from this weekend, but he just sort of volunteered in the post game in the cage. I don't think anybody knew that he needed to overcome herpes in order to...
Twice.
God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was from Fury FC. Yeah, Fury FC 61. MMA fighter Joel Bauman confessed to having a bout with herpes.
That narrowly beat out Antonio Brown saying that Colin Kaepernick didn't want to play. Antonio Brown, last seen quitting in the middle of an NFL game, calls Colin Kaepernick trash, and Colin Cowherd going from calling Draymond Green a clown who had a totally replaceable parts to the most important warrior outside of Steph Curry the last 25 years as soon as Draymond Green signs up for his podcast network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.